Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The arrival of mail-in ballot applications at some Kane County homes has sparked some confusion on the part of voters.
More than 210,000 mail-in ballot applications were sent to homes in Kane County last week. It was required by state law. Anyone who has voted since 2016 received applications to vote by mail in case they were interested in voting without the risk of contracting the coronavirus. But Kane County Clerk Jack Cunningham says he received calls from some voters who thought the government was telling them they had to vote by mail, which is not true.
We're still going to have the polling places open on Election Day. We're still going to have early voting, a grace period of voting.
There is plenty of interest in voting by mail in Kane County. The clerk's office says more than 25,000 voters on their own went online to request mail-in ballots. That's twice the number who wanted to vote by mail in 2016. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.